All right. Ah. We don't have to what?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't matter.
All right. Well, welcome to Suicide Pact, everybody.
Hi. Happy New Year. We did it.
We did it. It's a new year.
It's 2022, which is a silly number.
It is.
We've gone beyond. Okay.
Does it matter? Why don't we just start writing like X's on our checks?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit?
Yeah, who
it's
knows?
Not like, you know, what's the point of marking time anymore? It's really,
really
consistently shitty. Like, it's pretty much just the same.
It's so funny the way they do this thing on Netflix now that's like, fuck you, fucking 2020 dumpster fire. Like, shut.
It's like Kenan Thompson, like,
uh-oh, 2021 was an epic fail.
Yeah, we had coronavirus.
We all died.
Why don't we just do 2020? Why don't we just stick with 2020?
Yeah. Do you remember?
Fashion's not changing. People aren't, you know. No movies are coming out. There's nothing. There's no markers.
No,
so
no,
it's
no.
all 2020 to me.
Yeah. It's all the 90s, honestly. It's like, I know what you did last summer. And
sure, there's that, yeah.
It's just, yeah, time really means nothing anymore. I swear to God, it was just 2019. I guess that's what happens to your concept of time when you're quarantined.
Well, I've said this before, but like the way time works is when you have new experiences, time moves more slowly because it impacts you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your first kiss or whatever is like a long stretch of time.
Yeah.
And if you don't have new experiences, if you're doing a repetitive, if you're just going to work over and over again, taking the same train, all that time like goes away in your mind.
Yeah.
So
because you don't have mile markers, so you can't really.
It's mile markers, but nothing made an impact on you. It's just kind of like empty space, right?
But the mile markers are the things that made an impact, and then that gives you the concept of how much time has gone.
Yeah,
by.
I guess you're right. But the mile marker has to be very impactful. It has to elicit a emotional response in you, like a. So when people get older, time goes more quickly for them because they've done everything.
Yeah.
They've seen everything. Nothing's like a shock to them.
I'm definitely, I feel in that lane.
Well, we've done extra nothing.
Yeah.
These last few years. So all that time is just like, it's that repetitive stuff we're talking about.
Right.
Just like sitting around doing your job, watching TV, going to sleep. You can do that for months on end and just lose it all. You know, like today, sometimes I go to work, I get to work, and then I leave work, and I go like, did anything happen?
Mm-mm.
Did I do anything? Did I walk into the building and then turn around and walk out of the building? Because my job's very repetitive,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah. Sometimes my coworkers will ask me after the weekend, how was your weekend? What did you do? And I don't know. I don't know what happened.
Yeah. Well, you have Alzheimer's. Do we say that?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, guys. I have Alzheimer's. Like that movie, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Cat doesn't live here anymore.
I never saw that.
Julianne Moore has Alzheimer's. It's great.
I avoid those movies. It's my least favorite genre of movies.
Yeah, that shit really upsets you.
People becoming babies and shitting in their pants as elderly people. It's not a fun, like, date movie. It's not a good romp, you know, for, like, the weekend.
Yeah. I think I probably already mentioned this, but the first movie I saw back after the pandemic, the first movie I saw in theaters by myself, by the way, was The Father.
Yeah.
With Anthony Hopkins.
You told me about it and it sounded great.
It was so good. I mean, he's so good.
It sounds like a great movie that I never want to see in my life.
No, it ruins you. I have never experienced a movie where, you know how something sad happens in a movie, people, you hear sniffles and stuff. Everyone was sobbing. Like they just watched their kid get hit
that
by a car.
That happened at the Mr. Rogers movie. Everyone's weeping in that one.
I went to the women's room and we all hugged each other. Strangers.
Ew.
We're all just like, it was before COVID, you could hug strangers. But yeah, we were like passing each other tissues and just weeping.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it was nice. I can't name a single thing that happened in 2017. Can you?
2017?
I'm just trying to think of years. Just a couple years ago. What the fuck happened in 2017? Anything?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Cool.
It is weird to watch movies or TV shows from that time and see the fashions. Like, a fish can't see water. When you're in the year, the current time, everything looks normal to you. But then you just go back a few years and you look at people's fashion choices and you're like, that fucking shirt, buddy, are you serious? I wouldn't be caught dead with that shirt on.
I definitely, when I was a little kid, even as a child, wearing like jelly sandals, I was like, these are wacky. This is silly. I can't believe they let us wear these.
Right. They're sandals made out of jelly.
But definitely the era of like North Face, Ugg boots, those Abercrombie polos where you wear like a cami underneath it so you can just see the color of the tank top underneath. You know what I mean? So like you have the polo unbuttoned and then you have a tank top on underneath. It depends on how busty a middle schooler you are. But but a lot of us wore these like camis with built-in bras and then a either Hollister, Abercrombie, or Aeropostale if you're poor.
Yeah, if you're a poor person.
And then like a dumb like tennis skirt. That all those outfits are terrible. And puka shell necklaces.
Yeah, I think if you go back to my hometown, it's all they're all still doing that. I mean, like at least the North Face.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a big, you know, big brand.
Yeah.
In Michigan. It's really you gotta buy what's at the mall.
That's true.
I mean, now you got Amazon or whatever.
Don't look at that. It's been 6 minutes, Ian. Don't look at it. It's not going to help you.
Fine. We were supposed to go to like a punk show, but it all got canceled because everybody's a pussy. And because of COVID. So we got a hotel.
Yeah. I like doing that.
In Soho, which is located
south of
Houston. Center of the devil's anus. Yeah.
We did a whole episode already about how
I know. I'm just touching on it.
I'm already repeating myself verbatim from other episodes.
There was like a party at the hotel.
That was wild. Okay, so I use this app. This is not sponsored, but I like this app a lot. Hotel Tonight, which I think you introduced me to actually.
Yep.
But how did you find out about it?
I don't know.
Okay, it doesn't matter. But if you get a hotel, if you're looking for a hotel and it's like the night of, the rates are dramatically cheaper because they just want
to. They're trying to fill those rooms.
Yeah, they'd rather fill the room than get nothing. So it just popped up like right before New Year's and our show was canceled. So I booked it at the Soho Grand Hotel, which is way swankier than I realized. Very nice.
Yeah, and there was a...
And they have this, like, Truman Capote fucking ball every year for New Year's.
Truman Capote?
It was, like, inspired by Truman Capote.
How?
What do you mean, how?
What do you mean, how?
He was a fucking party queen. He loved soirees.
Did he?
Yeah. That was, like, his main thing besides writing. It was being a bitch at parties.
Okay.
Anyway, and drinking. He was cool. I mean,
was the theme of that?
Fucking asshole. No, I mean, it was like it says on the event, like inspired by or like, it's like something to do with Truman Capote. It's not like you're supposed to dress like fucking Truman Capote. But
why are you so mad at me?
Because you're so baffled.
I don't fucking know.
Anyway.
To me, it was like a... It was like a Gatsby.
Yeah.
It's, you know, what honestly, white people do.
Honestly, same shit. Like rich white people.
But it was also a masquerade or something.
Yeah. It was like a masquerade ball.
Ugh.
Anyway, the tickets
were... be genocided.
Tickets were like $500. And
hilarious. Hilarious, because you should have seen the area this party was in. It was just like part of the lobby with a bar.
It was nothing
just
special.
Like a few, you know, like ropes set up.
A cool black and white picture of Kate Moss or some shit. Like, that's it. And
like you could get what's it called? Bottle service. So everybody had their little mixers and like a $1,000 bottle of Grey Goose or something.
Here's what I don't understand. A friend of mine recently was explaining to me what bottle service means, and I can't wrap my head around it because you pay for bottle service. You pay for like a little roped off area in a club, but that doesn't cover any of the alcohol. So like then when they bring you a bottle, they'll bring you a bottle of like Jack Daniels, which you can buy at the liquor store for what, like $50, like a big ass bottle.
Sure. Yeah. But not even that much.
You have to pay hundreds of dollars.
Yeah,
for
yeah.
It. You, how is this like, a
they
good
mark
model?
It up like, it's like quadruple what it's worth, or what? Something.
Why?
And then it comes, I don't even know if you can get Jack Daniels. Like all these people, it's always like vodka.
Yeah,
like high end vodka. And then they bring you like a series of mixers, like a bottle of orange juice, and then like a I don't know, seltzer or something, cranberry juice.
I feel like
and
when
here's what you're not getting is like think about anything else, like a watch. Like you see a man with a watch that costs an insane amount of money,
mm-hmm.
and it tells the time just like any other fucking watch. The whole thing is just signaling to people that you're rich. That's it.
That's
you're just
wild.
We can do this, you know?
I can't wrap my
ladies,
head around it.
Come over here. Come sit with us.
This reminds me of when we tried to explain, not me, but people, NFTs and Bitcoin to my dad. Where it's like, but I don't understand.
Yeah, but you're choosing not to.
But so is he. It's like, what I'm saying is like, it's...
You don't want to understand.
It's baffling is what we're both saying, me and my dad. Yeah, it's like, why...
You understand.
Why would you do that? Why would you... When you can get a bottle of
vodka... You don't understand
vodka.
Balling out of control.
I guess I don't.
You don't get it.
It just makes no sense to me. So what happened at this hotel is we got drunk on our own supply in the room, and then we dressed up and wandered downstairs.
We dressed up. I wore my nicest t-shirt.
Yeah, you were like, is the sweater all right? Honestly, I just want to wear my t-shirt. I was like, you should
wear
your
t-shirt. Well, I put the sweater on. I was like, I don't like this. It itches.
Yeah.
So I wore a t-shirt.
The t-shirt was cool. And so we waited for the countdown, and we watched through, like, we just peeked through the velvet rope and watched all these.
Oh, how about the fact that, okay, the party's going on. It's all packed in this tiny little area. We're standing right outside the area so we can, like, hear the countdown or whatever.
Yeah.
Because we were getting sick of watching those fucking dildos on CNN fillet each other. Who is it?
Anderson Cooper and
anything,
Andy Cohen.
The New Year's programming, it's like, I don't know, every year you feel obligated to watch it. You're mm-hmm. like, oh, Miley Cyrus or like this country band's playing on ABC. But it's, I don't know, it's weird. It's
so
in,
bad.
You've been indoctrinated into this I don't know, this routine every year of watching this shit. And you flip back and forth. You're trying to find something that's bearable.
Yeah.
There's Ja Rule performing or whatever. You're like, why do we do this?
Well, because we're killing time until the ball drops. Like, you just want to watch the ball drop, but you want to feel, I don't know.
But the ball dropping is stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, what is that?
It's tradition.
What does it mean?
Tradition.
The ball drops? What? You know what I mean?
The
like, what
ball
is?
Ball drops. Yeah, I don't know. It's like the year has become a man.
And he has one ball.
Okay.
And Anderson Cooper is gonna.
I don't know.
The newsman is gonna count it down for you.
I don't know what the.
While Andy Cohen slowly gets more high on cocaine.
Yeah.
He's just, you could tell he's just doing bumps off screen. His eyes get wider throughout the night, and it's just like, what is this? Is the appeal that it's a train wreck and they're like the odd couple? All of it.
No, I think that somehow what's happened is that anybody, like any talentless loser can do this. And like kind of you can see how the sausage is made a little bit in a way that, maybe I'm just older and jaded, but I used to think people were like Dick Clark. I thought he was like maybe somehow telegenic and talented. I don't know anymore.
I don't think he was
but
either.
Like,
he just had like kind of a cool voice and could read a teleprompter. But
it's kind of like Walter Cronkite. You think that they're in control, like you feel safe.
Yeah.
And now you're like fucking Andy Cohen going off the rails.
Remember when Biden was I don't even know what you would call it, the party they threw for him after he got elected, and it was like all these musicians singing and like Demi Lovato's in like a spaceship and stuff, and then there's like fireworks everywhere, and the whole time you're watching you're just like, this is so corny and creepy in a way. I can't put my finger on it. Corporate and bizarre and so American in its plastic and cheapness.
Right.
And I hate it. And I just want to, I don't know. This is like kind of the first year I got out of the room while this shit was on in like years. You always have it on at the party and you're like, here it goes.
Yeah.
They're counting down the thing.
Somehow the entire broadcast is made in China and then sent back to our airwaves.
So anyway, that's why we were downstairs. We were like, let's just get away from this shit. And so we're standing directly like outside of the ropes of the party. And there's this guy, well, a few guys that work there. And they've got this giant machine.
It's like a violent confetti cannon.
Yeah. It doesn't just shoot confetti. It's also shooting like air.
Yeah.
And like
really high pressure.
And like
loud.
Steam or smoke.
Maybe
like
dry fake, ice. I don't know.
Well, like the fake like smoke machine smoke. Yeah. You know? But it's huge. And it takes three men to operate. And but this thing is, this should have been used for like a Post Malone concert or something. You know what I mean? But there's just like, 150 people in a tiny area.
Yeah.
And anyway, they got this thing pointed right at them. And it's like the countdown is like at like 10 and the guy just fires it off.
No, it was like 11:55 when he
did it.
Yeah, he accidentally leaned on it minutes before the countdown and just exploded all over these
just
people.
Blowing these children away.
Oh, that was great. So yeah, then we did the countdown, just like watching from the window like orphans. And then as soon as that was over, people just fucking leave. They're like, okay, we did it. We did our thing. We're done. Which is like, first of all, if you get an open bar and you leave at midnight,
$500.
Yeah.
Was it an open bar? Because people had fucking bottle service.
I think there was bottle service option and open bar option. I don't really know.
Despicable behavior.
But anyway,
so people are unhoused.
People are.
And people are undrunk. Us.
Yeah.
And you have an open bar.
We're the undrunk.
Right.
And
drunkless.
We went to the hostess, just like kind of lingering around trying to see what was going on. And I was like, hey, we don't have tickets, but what's the deal? And it was already like, it was past midnight, like 12:05. And no one has ever in this situation, this kind of industry people ever treated me nicely ever. She was like, oh, just get in here. Act like you belong. And I was like,
she said, act like you belong. And then, then you were like, oh, I got to grab my boyfriend. Like, he's over there wearing a New York Dolls t-shirt.
It really did. It didn't matter. I said we. She knew there was more than one of us. And I was like, get over here quick before she changes her mind. And we did. And we instantly regretted it. But I don't regret it overall. Like, it wasn't fun, but it was kind of cool to be in that.
Yeah.
I think you and I
was drunk enough where I'm like, I don't give a shit. It's like,
yeah.
But I always do feel uncomfortable in those situations when people are like dressed to the nines and like are, I don't know. They just walk around with this level of self-importance that triggers my whatever insecurities. Right.
Yeah.
Just instead of being like, fuck you. I don't give a shit. You're all a bunch of sheep. I'm like, yeah, you're probably right. I probably am.
No, you
don't. But I was drunk enough where I was just like, fuck all you sheep.
Ian's buying at people. Do you think it's us projecting or that? Like, I always feel that way too around like really rich, fancy, hot people. But like,
no,
doing anything? Like, sometimes I'm like, oh, they all think they're better than me. I'm like,
nobody was doing that at that party.
Nobody noticed at all, yeah.
But I have been in situations where it's felt that way, where it's like everybody's like really making the scene and like they're just fucking judgy. I mean, and it's Soho too. So I'm already like on edge because that's exactly their thing. I mean, Soho is like this fashion mecca.
Yeah,
that's all they give a shit about is like what you're wearing. You know, are you dressed like a Willy Wonka or whatever?
I was wearing my Urban Outfitters dress with the tags on so I could take it back.
Nice. Did you take it back?
No, I'm taking it back tomorrow.
Why not keep it? It was great.
I don't know when I'll wear it again.
All right.
I don't know. Should I?
Yeah, keep it.
Okay.
Unless it was like $1,000.
No, it was like 74.
No, that's fine. Keep it. You deserve it.
Okay. Oh my. All right. Wow. I just, okay. Something's happening at work, which I guess is common, but I've never experienced before. We're changing from weekly paychecks to bi-weekly.
I know you are really upset about
I'm
this.
I'm so mad.
You won't shut up about it.
But I don't understand the system. Why would you not go your final weekly paycheck and then the next week we begin the bi-weekly one, meaning the week after that you skip. What they're doing is you get your final weekly paycheck and then that's it for 2 weeks. I don't understand. Like, can everybody just afford to live without a paycheck for a week?
A lot of people live this way. Like, teachers. A lot of teachers, I think, are bi-weekly.
No, I understand. But this transition from weekly, I'm getting the smaller paycheck. And then they say, figure it out for 2 weeks until we give you the next one.
But isn't it always going to be 2 weeks? From
sure. But you're not.
Don't yell at me. I'm not a smart man.
This transition from weekly and then waiting 2 weeks for the bi-weekly one, the first bi-weekly, doesn't make sense to me. What I think should happen is you get your last weekly check, and then the next week, immediately, they begin the bi-weekly.
Okay.
Or I guess they're like, no, you're not. You're getting too much money up front. But the alternative is you wait 2 weeks off of the smaller paycheck and just fucking figure it out.
I see, kind of.
My God.
No, I get it.
No, you don't.
No, I do. That's terrible. I shouldn't do that.
I have to.
I should pay you $1 million every week.
I have to wait 2 weeks without getting paid at all when I'm used to getting a paycheck every week.
I know, but isn't that the norm now?
No, because the norm is always going to be me living off of the bigger paycheck for the last 2 weeks.
Okay,
now you get
now
it.
Now I got
so
it.
So now I have to live off this small paycheck for 2 weeks while they're like just waiting to pay us.
And the whole thing is like, oh, it's easier on payroll or something. Isn't
like,
that what you said?
You made your deal with the devil. I don't care that your life is easier. I want my fucking money.
They just chip away at your freedoms. They make you get vaccinated.
It's just, I don't know. I just said nobody else. I'm like losing my shit over this because I guess I tried to voice it a little bit with some of my coworkers and they're like, yeah, it does suck. But I'm like, oh, I must be the only person who lives paycheck to paycheck. It was happening right after Christmas and right like the day before rent was due. And I always like on a week that rent is due, I'm like, oh God, how am I going to make it to next week? Now it's how am I going to make it to January 13th? I can't. Yeah. I mean, I can't. Like, I'll just have to use my credit card and savings
I'll
and stuff.
Help you
but
out. I'll throw you a few shekels.
It's not, you know, I can do it. It's just infuriating to me that that's the process.
Yeah, it's funny to me that like recently your job said you got to come back to the office. And there was such a resounding go fuck yourself from the entire staff that they changed their mind. And
right.
They're like, okay, you can work from home. You never have to come back.
Right.
But with this paycheck thing, it seems to not piss anybody off. Nobody really gives a shit because you're the only one emailing HR.
Yeah, I guess I had been, every time I get an email from HR, I'm like, bloop, not going to read that. So they had been warning us for a while, like, get ready because this is happening. And I've just been putting it off. But either way, I just don't understand. I was Googling, like, how is this allowed? And the generic, like, business week, how to transition from weekly to bi-weekly. This is apparently what every company does. You just have to.
Well, allowed. They're allowed to do anything.
Fucking figure it out for 2 weeks.
I'm sorry.
That's all right. And then I had a bunch of cash from doing stand-up, and when we were drunk...
Oh, God, a bunch of cash.
Oh, my God, you're such a bitch. But when we were drunk, we gave it to every fucking person who waited on...
We? You were handing out tips like a fucking Monopoly man. You're just slapping down 20s, slapping down 10s. I don't give a shit. I'm a famous comedian. Have a good day.
At a time when I need it the most, too, I'm like, how the fuck am I going to eat next week?
Tip you gave the room service guy.
Yeah.
My God. You can't be complaining about paychecks.
I just, first of all, cash burns a hole in my, almost said,
hand it to me.
Stomach.
I'll put you on an allowance with your own money.
But I feel this guilt. This guilt when the, like, getting room service is such a decadent.
No, I get it.
Thing that I feel so gross for doing it, and also as a holiday, this person has to work on New Year's Eve while we're all just like doing Eyes Wide Shut fuck parties.
Oh, I know.
And so I felt bad
when we ordered Taco Bell on New Year's Day, like little sluts. Had a man drive a moped in the rain from, you know, 3 blocks away or whatever. I was like, I gotta tip this guy.
Yeah,
a great tip. And at that point, you're looking at your cold Taco Bell that you paid $50 for, and you're like, what the fuck is wrong with me? You know, can't enjoy it,
and you can't get mad because once again, it's such a frivolous, decadent thing to do. Like, he was so late.
He was like an hour late.
What are you gonna complain?
Right. Excuse me, there's not enough fire sauces in my bag. I ordered 10 and there's 5 in here.
I'm sitting here, an adult man watching Encanto.
Yeah.
In my slippers.
High on CBD. How come it has to be all me, things I'm doing?
I was doing cool adult stuff. I was reading Joan Didion in,
no, you are not.
In the bedroom.
Who is that?
Shut up. Do you want to talk about Joan Didion dying?
No,
just kidding.
I don't care.
I don't know anything about her, honestly. I got the White Album from my dad over Christmas.
Her and Betty White fought to death.
They're both fighting in hell right now.
They punched at the same time. They hit each other.
Oh, we could talk about Betty White. I know a little bit more about Betty White.
Well, how'd she die?
Snowboarding.
Snowboarding. Wow.
No, it was a suicide by cop. You know that?
Yeah.
I felt like such a turd, but I had the same thought that I assume everybody else did, that like it really was poetic that she would die on the last day of a just horrific year.
You know, it's weird to me. I guess they had a choice to make, because usually when famous people die, they've been dead for a couple days.
Oh, and
then,
really?
Like, maybe not a couple of days, but at least, like, a day or so. The family waits before they announce it.
Yeah.
So when did Betty White die exactly? I want to fucking know.
Oh, wow. You're onto something.
They could have announced it. I guess maybe they were like, we could wait.
They should have waited 17 days till her 100th birthday.
Yeah. She died today.
To have her propped up weekend at Bernie style.
But I guess, like, do you think they were thinking, like, okay, if we wait right until the first, that's also bad. People have to start their year.
I don't know. Did she have children?
That's a good question. I don't know.
I don't think she did. I don't know. She seems like not a mother.
She
and
was
I mean
divorced
that
three
as
times.
As a compliment.
Or two times. She's, and one guy died.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know how these things work when they... I didn't know that people are dead for much longer than they announce. I assume they do that with, like, the Queen or something, but...
When I was working at Fox News, it was, like, my day off, and I was walking around the Upper East Side, and I got a text. I can't remember if it was a text or a phone call or an email or whatever, but it said, Michael Jackson has died.
Hmm.
We're going to announce it later. I forget what the deal was. But I remember standing on the corner and looking around and be like, I'm the only one that knows Michael Jackson is dead.
Oh,
everybody's
shit.
Just like going about their lives. Because like after people found out, you know, everything changed.
Yeah.
Every single restaurant, bar was playing his music nonstop.
Wow.
It was like the only thing people talked about on TV, social media, everything. But for a moment there, at least in the, you know, the area I was
right.
in, I was the only guy that knew. I remember just thinking that. I mean, like,
wow.
This is crazy. This is going to change everything. Because he was young, you know?
Yeah.
Relatively speaking.
I remember where I was when he died. I heard it on the radio. I was at work, my lifeguarding job back home.
Yeah, me too. I was in high school, too. I was actually in elementary school. I was actually playing in the water.
You weren't even born yet.
I was playing in the water at the place where you were lifeguarding.
Oh, yeah?
I was shitting into a pull-up diaper.
That's like just because that's what you're into.
Right. I was in my 30s.
Did you guys used to, when you were a lifeguard, did you used to ever fake turds in the water to clear the pool?
No, did you do that?
Not me personally, but we had this coworker, Mark, who was a real rapscallion.
Oh, boy. Well, Mark.
He took a Snickers bar and, like, mushed it up and made it look like a nutty turd. And,
like an 80s movie?
Is it from
That's in
some
something.
John Hughes movie or something?
Caddyshack or something.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
But it worked. You have to clear the pool for at least an hour and put one of those, like, shock tablets or something in
Code
it.
Code Browns. I never cleaned out shit. I said, I'm putting my foot down. I'm never fucking doing it.
If I did, I blacked it out. I don't remember.
Everybody had to get in there and fish out turds. And I'm like, for fucking $6 an hour?
Yeah.
Eat shit.
You've always had a good head on your shoulders.
When it comes to shit.
No, I just mean with jobs and stuff.
There was one kid who always volunteered to do it.
Oh, no.
And that guy should be on a registry.
What the fuck?
He should have to go door to door.
Oh, my God. The way that you are like, no, fuck this place. I'm not going to do it. He's on the opposite end of the spectrum.
No, only with shit, though. I don't think he was like a excellent lifeguard in any other way, you know?
Just really...
He wasn't picking up double shifts or anything.
He really loved to clean the turd. That's insane.
He's like, I'll do it. It's like, it's your day off, dude.
Yeah. Did somebody say shit? Did somebody shit in the pool?
You're definitely in street clothes. He's like, well, I was at the restaurant across the street and I heard a Code Brown whistle. Code Brown. They didn't even try to like. Hide it, you know?
We didn't have that system. We would just be like, Kyle, somebody shit in the pool. Do something about it. Do you remember, did you have to take the pH?
Yeah.
And you had to have that kit that would like, I can't believe they had, I don't know how much it matters, but like.
More bleach, 13-year-old.
Yeah. And I'm like holding it up to the sun. Like, I don't know. It's like kind of lightish. Blue, green, I guess. I'm just writing down these numbers. Had this clipboard and little kids or horny dads would come over and be like, what are you doing? What are you writing down? And I'd be like, I couldn't fucking tell you. I don't know. I'm just supposed to. Kyle said I have to write these numbers down or he'll yell at me.
The stick is blue. We got to dump in a giant bag of these crystals that we don't know what they do. And then just kids' eyes are stinging and they're screaming and shitting.
I'm sitting on the... on the guard stand with my Kanye shutter shades.
Yeah.
not being able to see anybody.
Just having a dry mouth from being completely hungover from the night before.
But terrible.
Those were the days.
Yeah, they really were. That was, wow.
Yeah, it is a weird job for children. Do you have any predictions for the new year? Did we talk about that?
No, I think we did, and then we started over. We talked about Baba Vagna or whatever her name is.
Oh, yeah, the woman who predicts the future, and she has no eyes.
Yeah, she's got no eyes.
She's in Russia
or
something?
She's like 105 or so year old Russian or something in that family woman, and she always predicts terrible shit that's going to happen. We're always like, thank you. I'm so glad you could add
There's going to be a new Taylor Swift album this year. Killer.
But she apparently predicted 9/11, but what she said was that Americans are gonna fall from towers in 2001 after being attacked by large metal birds, which is not what happened.
No,
they were planes.
They're airplanes.
So I'm not afraid of this bitch. She said there's gonna be another pandemic, I guess. Like, it's going to be, the snow's going to melt in Siberia or something.
This year,
shit.
She says.
She said this year?
No, I'm asking.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh.
I read headlines,
Well, I
Ian.
Started
I don't
this with, do you have any predictions for this year? And you brought her up, so.
Well, she does. Oh, I don't know. She's got predictions in general. Predictions for this year? No, I don't like to think too far ahead. No more than a day.
Okay.
I don't like to say.
Well, that's
goals.
Fun for a podcast.
I predict we'll be going to the Poconos on January 20th.
Don't tell people where we're going. They're going to come
murder
us. That's
a big-ass area. I didn't even realize that. I used to tell people I'm from the Poconos because that's where I grew up. And I didn't even realize that that's like saying you're from, like pretending you're being specific and saying you're from like
the Bay Area.
Fucking tri-state area. It's like, it's just a big, big area.
You should get many book towns. Or watch a documentary or something on the Poconos, because I bet it's got like a storied history of mobsters bringing their gumads to,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it's got a real bleak history of indigenous.
No, don't watch that documentary. Yeah, we got, yeah, enough of those.
Like the name Poconos comes from the Iroquois, and you're like, ah, oh, shit. I'm
sorry.
Man,
I was watching. Who's the guy from Schitt's Creek? The son.
Don't get me started. Eugene Levy's son.
He was on Instagram the other day, talking about how like he was encouraging people to sign up for this online course about indigenous people in Canada that were slaughtered and stuff, and it's just like, leave me alone. You know what I mean? What am I gonna do?
Ian, you can't say that out loud.
But I mean, like, I would learn about something like that, but I don't need to do it so you feel better about,
yeah,
your fucking
true
self. You know what I mean?
I don't trust,
like, you
him.
You want to be, you want to do something good with your
yeah, that would be absurd if he's not doing it, but he's yelling at other
that
people
would be
to do
funny
it.
Yeah, actually I would respect that. But you want to feel good about yourself. I'm not just a celebrity. I don't just do Capital One commercials.
Yeah.
I'm a good celebrity. I tell people to do
I'm
better.
I'm gonna have Sasheen Little Feather accept my MTV Movie Award.
Who's that?
She's a Native American. I think maybe fake Native American. I'm not sure who accepted the Oscar.
Elizabeth Warren.
Marlon Brando.
Oh yeah, I remember that. Yeah, it is real performative, you know.
My Nickelodeon Kids Choice Award.
People shouldn't raise money
this
for charity.
This is funnier than you're giving it credit for, Ian.
I you have to know a lot of stuff for this joke to work. And I'm like, okay, he sent a Native American woman up on stage to accept an Oscar. An
right
Oscar?
Yeah,
okay.
But like imagine Eugene Levy's
like
son doing it and gets slimed.
She accepts that giant surfboard.
Yeah. See, I'm just like, you kept talking over it.
Okay,
like,
all right.
This is funny.
A single tear falls from her eye.
Anyway, we were being insensitive about
we
something.
We talked about like 11 things in a row just now. We jumped from one topic to another.
Yeah, we've been doing that a lot today.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, sorry. Was I being insensitive?
Yeah.
All I'm just saying is, I'm saying like, you can see people. So, it's why I don't like Anne Hathaway or Jared Leto. Like, they always go to these. They're always talking about their charities and what they're doing for people. It's like, just go fucking do it. Like,
right.
I don't know. Some celebrities, you hear about it after they've died. They're like, every weekend they flew home to their hometown and worked in a soup kitchen. And it's like, see, that's nice.
Well, yeah.
Chris Farley did that in Wisconsin.
Really? I was like, you're making that up.
Nobody
would do that.
He did it all
weekend?
The time. He would. Yeah, he would. I don't know if it was every single weekend, but it was like,
wow,
most of the time he would go home to Wisconsin. And there's all this like footage of him just handing out soup and shit.
I do think that's incredibly important. If you're going to like dedicate yourself to service like that, you kind of negates it if you are bragging about it. But then, of course, if you have a platform, you're supposed to spread the word, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's tricky. I think you just have to sort
of. My brain's just been broken. Everybody's just such a huckster.
Yeah, I know. I
such
think
a
you
chode.
Just, you
and
can
like
tell intentions, though. I don't trust Anne Hathaway, and I don't trust Eugene Levy's son.
I don't think I can do anything anymore. I don't think I know anything about anything. I think I'm completely fucked. Like, I found out today that nobody has died from Omicron.
Is that true?
Is it true?
I don't know either. Oh my God.
Because if it's true, that's crazy. Because that's because everybody's like shitting their ass right now. Everybody's freaking
shitting
out.
Their ass.
Everybody's losing their mind on television, like, we're all gonna die. And if not one person has died from this new strain. But that kind of sounds right though, right? Because like they say that it's not as it doesn't it's not as powerful as like Delta or whatever. But then how do you even tell what the strains are?
Yeah,
I don't know anything. That's what I'm telling you. I don't know anything about anything.
I don't know anything.
I don't know anybody's intentions. I don't know if anybody, everybody seems like a huckster to me.
Yeah.
Everybody seems like a money grubber. Everybody's opinion seems to be like catered to the internet so that somehow goes around to them getting donations like to their Cash App or their whatever, their Patreon. I mean, hell, we do it.
I was like,
but you
careful.
Can trust us because we're profoundly unsuccessful at
it. Yeah. I, as we started today's episode, I was like, 2022, the fourth year we're doing this podcast with the least amount of listeners. Just diminishing
no,
return.
No, I think we're actually
it's not necessarily
slightly
true.
On the uptick.
Oh,
thanks
cool.
to me.
Thank you. Thank you to you.
I do get like I've been promoting shit through. Well, I try to get people on Power Self Care to follow my regular account. It's, you want to talk about diminishing returns. Like tens of thousands of people follow that account and you're like, hey, go follow my regular account. And then you get like 20 people that'll do that. And then out of that, like six of them listen to the podcast and you're like, all right.
Yeah, if we just keep doing
get
this,
there.
We just need that account to have about 35 million followers and then it'll all work out. But honestly,
trickle down.
This is, that kind of makes sense to me. They're following like a parody account, like a specific
thing. I'm not mad at them.
Thing. It's just like, what do they want to see pictures of me and Iggy? No.
Hey.
Wrong.
You guys are beautiful. I'm not telling them. I'm not saying like they're fuckers for not doing it.
Okay.
I'm just saying. A guy's mad at me on Power Self Care right now for swearing.
I was like,
that is so funny.
I hope this doesn't become one of those accounts with, what did he say?
I don't know.
I love the terms people use for profanity. I was like, you're a principal somewhere.
Yeah, he wrote this whole thing about how like it's not clever and it takes away from let me read it because it's really incredible. It's so funny once you get
everybody
people on the internet together, the weirdos
has to
you come across
cater to people perfectly.
I hope this doesn't devolve into a profanity filled feed. It doesn't need to, and it's certainly less clever to throw out a bunch of foul language. And then somebody wrote, to be honest, you're kind of being toxic right now. And he wrote, I hear you. Really, I do. And I thought about replying that I prefer to be addressed in my preferred pronoun, Karen. But
oh,
seriously,
boy.
He posted this today, which arguably isn't egregious, but the F word stories the other day were. I just don't think it's necessary or good to use profanity in a humor feed. It's a cheap and lazy way to get laughs. But it's not clever. It's not good.
Now you know who reported you the other day.
And I figured I'd try to politely vote with my voice before my feet. What?
Maybe he means by walking away, by unfollowing.
It's crazy.
That's fine. I mean, they seem like a just incredibly conservative person.
Well,
obviously not politically, but just
I had like a Christian
personally.
Comedian really like my stuff, and he's got like over a million followers.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And he shares it a lot, and I saw this like influx of, you know, you go to their page, it's like dog mom, Christian,
yeah,
whatever, Jesus.
Does that mean that would make me so nervous when posting? Like,
oh, I don't give a shit.
That's how you have to be. I think if I got a bunch of people like that following me, I'd be like, what do I do? I would just feel paralyzed. Like, I'm gonna have so many people mad at me if I post what I want to post.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's also like internet trolls that follow me too, who have found me through other people and just like that I like fucking with people. So, man, today somebody, there's this woman named, oh boy, she's got a ridiculous, like rich lady name, Glennon Doyle. And she's like,
oh, well, how do I know that
name? She's one of these like self-care hucksters.
Sir Arthur Glennon Doyle.
Yeah. Glennon, fascinating. I've been just listening to a lot of her stuff. She has this book called Untamed. We may have watched like her TED Talks or something.
Okay.
But she talks about how women have been tamed their whole lives and they need to take back their wildness. And
I want
to
be like, hold that thought. Can you tell me how much money your family makes a
yeah,
year?
Yeah.
I want to know exactly how you grew up
well,
before I...
Yeah. Well, I know now she makes a ton of money. These books sell like hotcakes. Wow. It's interesting.
Any good snake oil salesman knows to tap into what people are already craving, which is to be told that they're not at fault for anything and that they should actually be acting worse. Nobody should restrain you. You can't be tamed. You should be even more of, I don't know. You know what I mean?
I think, like, yeah, you know,
it's an excuse for your behavior.
For sure. But also there's this thing with all this self-care stuff where, and I think even Jordan Peterson is guilty of this, where you just start to say all this stuff that's so obvious. It's just so fucking obvious, yeah. Most of the shit they say. And it's like, you make it flowery and your voice has to, wow, yeah. I just got goosebumps. Yeah, I just got goosebumps because I was thinking, like, we should all be untamed. Oh, wow. That's amazing. And the podcast, because I dip into the podcast sometimes and just, you ever see a comedian that does like the slowest routine? It's just grueling the way they tell jokes. Yeah. And you go like, well, if I told jokes that slowly, I would be able to have like 3-hour specials under my belt because I could stretch things out. And it's like, it's the same thing in the podcasting world. If you're sitting, wow, I hear you. I see you. And I hear you. Can we all look at each other and say that?
And if we could just take a moment. Yeah. I just want to just take it all in.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Pfizer.
I fucking wish, man. Pfizer, sponsor our podcast.
Yeah, we'll tell people to get your poison.
I'll get 100 vaccines.
Yeah. Man, I was listening to Joe Rogan today. One of these anti-vaxxer guys was on. Oh, he doesn't like that term. And you just listen to this shit. You just go like, I don't know. What am I supposed to do? What would you have me do? Because like, this guy's like a fucking, like he invented vaccines or something. And he's like, it's bad. The vaccine is bad.
He invented the mRNA.
Yeah.
Which is that not what?
That's what they use.
And he's saying not to use it?
He's saying there's like so much, I don't know, fuckery with the way this thing's being marketed and the pharmaceutical companies and everybody's paid off and stuff. I gotta tell you, he is the most boring fucker in the world.
That's the
like
curse.
If you want me to be anti-vax, you gotta get somebody with some charisma in there, you know?
That's the Chomsky curse.
Yeah.
I wanna listen so bad, but I can't do it. But I mean, this is the absurdity of the time we're living in, where it's like, okay, as soon as you say you heard somebody on Joe Rogan, you're losing like a good chunk of anybody who was already listening to you. You know, like a ton of people will be like, okay, done. We're done with this conversation. Thank you very much. And then if they're still around, you talk about whatever the term you want to use, like for lack of a better one, anti-vaccine rhetoric, then a bunch more people are out. But then you go like all the trust the science stuff, you go, wait, this guy invented the mRNA?
Even right now I feel compelled to say like, I have the vaccine and I'm not a crazy person or whatever. It's like, all I did was dip in to see what other people are saying about shit, and already I feel insecure, you know? That's alarming. I'll say above anything else, like that, I mean, that's a result of propaganda, right? Like whether or not you can make an argument whether or not propaganda is good. Anybody who's using it probably thinks it's good.
Yeah.
But like there is a level of propaganda that's going on in this country right now and across the world and the propaganda says, trust us, we made this thing, it works. And, right. And maybe we need that so everybody gets it. But then that sounds draconian. That sounds fucking, you know, fascist or whatever. So I don't know.
Yeah, I certainly don't know.
Yeah. Just food for thought.
Rolling into the new year, like, that's me. I'm doing the arms up thing. I don't know, like that emoji thing, you know?
Shrugging.
It's like shrugging.
Uh-huh.
Arms. Yeah, that's the term. Shrugging.
New Year's resolution, I like to make New Year's resolutions for other people.
Okay.
That's what I like to do.
Okay.
I want people to stop explaining shit to me because people who are my level of intelligence, I need them to stop explaining shit to me like they know what they're talking about.
Yeah, just like people you've done open mics with.
Yeah.
Explaining
how the thing is supposed to be done and how we're supposed to live our lives. I need you to shut the fuck
mutations
up.
Mutations work.
Right. Catherine, wake the fuck
sorry,
up.
I'm sorry.
Dozing.
I'm sorry.
What do you want for dinner?
Ooh. I had pierogies at Veselka.
Pierogies are gross.
I like them.
Okay?
I'm putting
my foot down.
I really like pierogies.
That is the stance of this podcast.
Boiled only, by the way. I don't like fried pierogies.
Ew.
What?
All boiled food.
Boiled. The pierogies are so good. They're potato and cheese, and you get sauteed onions on the side. It's so good. I mean, really, if you had one.
I've had it.
What is wrong with you?
I don't like it. It's like wet and like just bland.
No, wrong, incorrect.
I saw this great meme today. You know that, like, the meme where it's like the guy's looking out, there's the two guys and they're looking out the window, and the one guy can't see anything because he's next to a mountain, and the other guy looks out the window and he can see stuff.
Oh my god, I never noticed what they were looking at. I was just like, sad guy, happy guy, okay, moving on. Holy shit, okay. Yes, I'm familiar.
It's had the sad guy over him. It said beans, English food. And then the happy guy said beans, Mexican food. That's how I feel about pierogies.
Yeah. And like ravioli or something.
Yeah. Yeah. When it's like an Italian version or a Mexican version of putting some meat and cheese in a thing, it's great. But what is that even? What even is that? Who are these people doing making pierogies? Germans?
Polish. I mean, a lot of Eastern European, but I think they originated in Poland. They're good. I don't know what to tell you. They're good.
No, they're not. Are they better than Mexican? Like
Mexican pierogies?
Equivalent would be like what are they called? You know what I'm talking about.
Empanadas?
Like yes.
No, that's not the same thing. Not even close. It's just
kind of close.
Yeah, because there's meat inside of
it. It's better.
No, it's not.
It's empanadas aren't better than pierogies?
Different.
Pierogies?
It's different. We were just talking about vaccines a minute ago. I didn't give a shit. Now I'm furious. You've gone too far this time. Pierogies are good. Anthony Bourdain once
raviolis?
Said, who I have, fuck ravioli, honestly.
What?
I don't care. Fuck my ancestors. I like pierogies better than
I hope
ravioli.
Mike Racine doesn't hear this.
Somewhere he just woke up in a cold sweat. Like,
he doxes us.
No, I love ravioli, but I think pierogies are great. And obviously Eastern European food sucks dick.
Thank you, including pierogies.
No, pierogies are good. I also like a good stroganoff.
Okay, all right. At least admit this, okay? Sometimes things aren't good, but you like them. Just admit that that's the case here. Stroganoff?
Raisinets are also good. Don't get me...
Your palate is garbage, okay?
I felt 100 the other day. I asked a 17-year-old kid at the movies for raisinettes, and she was like, what are you talking
she
about?
She dusts the cobwebs off, blows the dust off the top of the box.
But I guess she had never heard of, she had like the sun-made chocolate raisins. They don't call them raisinettes. So she was like, what? You mean chocolate-covered raisins? I was like, okay, whatever. I guess if we're...
Or did you not understand what I was saying,
low
bitch?
Low rent about it.
No,
sure.
No. No, the opposite is true.
What, the sun-made chocolate raisins are just more highbrow?
Yes.
I hate this conversation.
You know, I was surprised because I've had this, you know, I almost broke up with you over the raisinette thing.
I almost broke up with you over the suitcase in the
middle.
I'm
not getting into the suitcase thing with you.
You left a suitcase in the middle of the living
I don't know how you keep, how you manage to trip over things as often as you do. I'm not doing this with you. I'm not doing this with you. It was almost the end. It was the almost the end of the relationship. But anyway, back to the raisinettes. Don't start.
You started.
What do you mean?
Started.
You
well,
just brought,
I brought
it
up.
Up.
But you started the whole thing by doing it.
Anyway. Fuck you, but. what was I saying? Oh, how many? A lot of people are on your side with raisinettes.
Yeah, duh.
Which is surprising to
delicious.
Me.
Delicious. I don't like raisinettes. Like, I would never just get them as a snack. But raisinettes plus popcorn at the movies is like classic. It's so good. You mix them together in your hand.
It's the weakest candy.
It's so good.
Because it's fruit.
It, but it doesn't...
What's your favorite candy? It's lettuce. It's
chocolate-covered lettuce. No, it's the way the buttered salty popcorn mixes with the chocolate-covered raisins, and it needs to be raisins. Don't come at me with fucking Bunch of Crunch or some shit like that, or snow caps or something insane. That's also a very old person.
Yeah.
One, but like,
I mean, I'm not arguing with you about snow caps.
There's something about the tart flavor and like the consistency or whatever of the Raisinets, all of it, that when combined is just an unbeatable movie snack.
What
are we, fucking taste buds over
here?
Yeah.
What about an M&M?
No,
I feel like I'm becoming Sal now.
Fuck you.
An M&M.
I don't like M&Ms.
You don't like M&Ms with popcorn?
No.
In the bag?
First of all,
mixed in with the popcorn?
I feel like I'm going to choke to death. They're too smooth, and I feel like they're going to launch.
That's psychotic.
They're going to launch right down my throat. They're going to, and then you're going to.
Why are you sucking them up like a vacuum? Why did you place them
There's
in your
no
mouth?
Time. One time I was at the movies with my dad, and we were seeing, Interstellar? And there was a grandparents with a little girl. She was like maybe 8 or 9. And all of a sudden in the middle of the movie, I heard, "Oh my God, Gordon, she's choking. She's choking. She's choking." And we all just sat there like, oh, they better save their granddaughter because this movie's going on.
Yeah, it's like, you really got to pay attention to Interstellar.
Yeah, I know. I barely could tell what was going
on. It's like, quiet down, because like, if I don't get all the, you know, if I don't hear how these planets work.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to understand how, you know.
I still don't
he
really.
He didn't age.
Really get it.
Is that movie good?
I think that's one of those movies where they don't really explain the science and they're just like.
No, they did.
Well, it went over my head.
I think the thing with that movie is like all the sci-fi shit was really cool. And then like the dialogue and the just all the writing stuff was garbage. So it was so distracting. Like every time he interacted with his daughter, it was so stilted and dumb. And then like it was cool that he didn't age and his crew members aged and shit.
The point
and then
of
he met his own
story
daughter.
Is
yes,
that
yes, this girl
I would just
died.
Like to say,
she passed away.
I'd like to say that she's fine and that Gordon saved his granddaughter.
I'm not saying M&M's like just by themselves. I'm saying you put them
stink.
In the popcorn and you
know
mix
what you're
it up.
Saying, and that's
you don't enjoy that?
No. Because the
at
the,
all?
It what is a major factor
would
in
you
the
push
Raisinets?
It away?
No, of course not. In the Raisinets popcorn thing is the consistency of the Raisinets. And when you it's like there's too much of a weight difference also with the M&Ms. M&Ms just all fall straight to the bottom.
That's not
heavy,
true. That's not
and
true.
It just doesn't work.
No,
the
it
same
works.
Way
it's
in your
classic.
Mouth. They're too crunchy. You can't have crunchy. You need like crunchy popcorn and then like a little soft and chewy.
If you go to
Raisinets.
The Metrograph, they sell it that way.
They're
popcorn
wrong
with
it.
M&Ms in it.
And
there's
I
no
say Raisinet it every time.
Equivalent.
I tweet at them every day. I say, Metrograph, you're wrong for this one.
You're wrong for that.
Metrograph, you're wrong for that.
You don't even like Twizzlers.
You don't
even like.
My sister liked Twizzlers a lot.
Twizzlers
that was
are
that
great.
Was always her candy to get at Blockbuster when we were younger. And I got the bugs in a jar. Remember
see,
those?
you're off the map with this shit. You're all over the place.
Remember those bugs
yes,
in a barrel?
Yes, I know bugs in a barrel. I mean, I've seen it.
Those are great. But that was more fun. That wasn't
yeah,
like
you
a,
like these novelty candies.
I mean, I wouldn't get it again.
I'm
now.
Like a taste guy. Like I have this like
defined just
explained
palate. To you very specifically about
I
the taste
it.
And texture of Raisinets plus popcorn.
Also, popcorn and M&Ms don't have the same texture. They're not the
they're
same.
They're both crunchy.
No, they're not.
Yes,
they're
they
crunchy
are.
In a different way.
They're both crunchy. You admit it. They're both crunchy. I don't want to hear it.
M&Ms aren't really crunchy. They're hard.
They have a crunchy candy coating around hard chocolate.
They have a hard candied shell. I wouldn't call it it's not called a crunchy shell.
Does it crunch between your teeth, Ian?
Kind of.
Yes, it does. We don't need to mince words here. It crunches.
No.
It crunches.
So you like a booger consistency with your with your popcorn.
Yeah. If you want to be gross about it, fine.
Fruit.
fine.
I'm just stuck on fruit.
It's not like it's different. Everyone knows it's different. You coat it in so much.
I bought you like 70 boxes of Raisinets.
I thought that was a prank.
I knew
me.
You were mad at me.
I
about
wasn't
it.
Actually mad at you. I just
you just
you
left
like,
it in there, and
well,
now
because well, like I said, I don't really like them without popcorn. I should crazy. Have brought them to the movies.
Yes,
time.
You
I
should
just
have.
Forgot. I'm sorry. That was very nice of you. I appreciate it. Okay?
Well, they're shit now.
I know. I should throw them out.
I wanted to go to a movie yesterday. You asked me if I wanted to go to a movie.
I changed my mind.
Remember that?
We watched.
And I looked up times, and you're like, "No, I don't.
I got
don't care
sleepy."
To
well, as soon as I watched the Nightmare Alley trailer, I got tired. I was like, "I don't want to
see it by myself."
Walk across the street to do that. Yeah. Do you mind if I see Licorice Pizza with Jess this week?
No, that's fine.
Okay, I'm glad we figured this out on air.
We watched Enchilada.
Ian,
I don't know what it's called. What is it called?
Ian.
What is it called?
Encanto.
Encanto.
I didn't hate it, honestly.
You didn't?
No. I thought the music was bad, and
the music was really distracting. I mean, it looked beautiful.
Yeah.
It's the new Pixar film.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Disney Plus.
John Leguizamo, who can do nothing wrong
oh,
in my opinion, he rules. He's very funny in it. His character is really interesting.
Yeah.
There are some major weak points and like...
Why does that character have a New York accent?
We'll never know.
Yeah.
But, and some plot holes and stuff. But I liked it. It got kind of dark sometimes. And I was like, there were moments where I was like really into it and then it would lose me.
Yeah. I feel the same way. I think the music was egregious.
Yeah.
I think,
terrible.
Because it was Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Miranda. It didn't need to be a musical at all.
No. He's not good at this.
Yeah. Yeah. Why does
Can we all agree he's had many chances? All right, the music in Moana, this is what my life has become, by the
okay,
way.
Yeah.
The music in Moana is pretty good. He did
you
that.
Think he did?
Yeah.
I first of all didn't know that, and two, don't remember the music in Moana. It's good. I kind of remember like, what can I say besides you're welcome?
Yeah, see? That sticks in your head.
Stupid. No, this is humiliating. I only know that because sometimes I use that as a gif at work.
Oh.
To thank, or when people thank me, I send
them
the rock saying you're welcome. I'm really into gifs and emojis at work. I'm a totally different
person.
I know,
I see.
It's fun.
When you're in your little meetings.
It's fun. It's fun to be like a little basic and sincere. It's a nice relief or an escape.
Uh-oh.
To just be like.
You're going to be going to Gatsby parties.
Sure.
Anyway, what?
Sorry, the music in Moana is good, apparently, according to you.
Not good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying it's fine for like that shit.
Yeah.
But Pixar movies were always held to. Is Moana a Pixar movie? We talked about this.
Yeah, we never Googled, so I don't know. Don't give up.
I'm giving up.
No, don't
I've
give
given
up.
Up. I gave up years ago.
We're talking about baby movies?
Yes. It yeah. is because of that.
Perhaps.
Because we watched baby movies while we ate. Stale Taco Bell.
And smoked
That's
CBD.
How we brought the new
We're
year in.
We're not even smoking weed. We're
it's
smoking.
One day into sober January, and I already want
Me too.
A Manhattan.
It's really, really hard. When you like
No,
you,
an old-fashioned.
Like you said, as soon as you put like a harsh like abstinence kind of
Yeah, make rule, the rule.
Then you just start going nuts. Like today at dinner with Jess, I was like, I just want some wine. But
yeah, I can't stop thinking about like a kind of a spicy whiskey drink with like a syrupy like cocktail from some fancy, you know, speakeasy or something. And normally I wouldn't even think about that.
Yeah, exactly.
I would go like forever without drinking and not think about it. But as soon as you're like, nope, this month, no drinking. You're just like, I will suck on a bar rag. I don't give a shit. I will ferment my own piss. I'll make toilet wine.
I'm sorry to anyone in recovery right now.
Yeah.
If this is a triggering conversation for you. Keep on keeping
I'm
up.
In recovery. Okay? I'm
yeah.
expressing myself.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to apologize to other people listening. This is my truth. This is my
oh,
AA.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But it feels good. It does feel good.
Yeah,
go.
I feel way
it's
better.
It's been 24 hours. I'm like, wow. Sometimes I'll drink one seltzer and it's like scrubbing bubbles in my organs. Just like, ah, I'm so clean.
Yeah. And then February 1st, you're like, I'm doing heroin.
Yeah, I just like
get, I'll snort anything.
Get my colon ready for that.
Just doing shots of whatever toilet cleaner we have under the sink.
Okay. Okay, I'll do it.
All right. Well, folks, this was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it was fun.
Maybe.
Maybe it was just confusing. But we don't make New Year's resolutions, so it's not going to get any better.
Yeah.
It'll be consistent.
Yeah.
Consistently, whatever this is.
Yeah. And if you've held on this long, well, then you're unfortunately in it for the long haul.
Yeah. You're addicted. You need to go into recovery. You can now review things on Spotify, so maybe give us 5 stars if you listen to the show on there, and if you want to give us a review on the iTunes app, that'd also be nice, or the podcast app.
Yeah.
Because we got some haters.
Just one.
Well, yeah. Well, it knocked our score, like, down from 5.
Oh, yeah. Whatever. I kind of like it. I like it when people...
No, mm-hmm. I like it too, yeah. But whatever. Don't do it then, okay?
No, do it. If it's going to be 5 stars.
Yeah, and Catherine got me a camera for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is to start filming the Patreons again,
mm-hmm.
and posting those. So we'll see if we follow through.
No, we're doing it. I want to restart this whole episode by saying I would like to have some resolutions, just vague resolutions in terms of like following through and being a bit like showering every day and,
please,
and filming the Patreon episodes and
yeah, do better,
doing better,
do just the work.
Let's put in the work and do better.
Okay.
In 2022. Okay.
Okay. All right. Hail Satan. Bye.